idea. We can't remember how it came about exactly, but we were talking about the Lesbian American Composers CD, and wow, there should be a new recording, and maybe we should do something like this. And then I think later on that week, we came up with the idea of the theme being coming out. So that was the initial idea, and it was, what, 2006 or something? So since then, pardon me? And then and Madeline was there.
Around.
We had just talked with her, probably at the conference.
At the conference, yeah.
And then we added, we asked other people to participate, and I guess I will just hand it over to Madeline, who's going to say something about her piece.
Sure.
And then the others as well.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for coming to our performance this evening. My piece is called Arrival, and I collaborated with a video artist named Lily Glass on this piece. So the video art is by Lily Glass. And I took coming out to be kind of a metaphor for living with integrity and self-discovery. And so the piece is in several different sections that explore that. The first part, it's kind of in the program notes, but I'll just kind of elaborate on that a little bit. But the first part is somewhat introspective and solitary, and it was made with me running around my neighborhood with a field reporter recording the rain, and my neighbors now think I'm crazy, but that's okay. And I also incorporated some Homeland Security announcements in there as a metaphor for manufactured fear. Don't tell Chris. So that's section two, and then the next section is kind of a reconciliation, a way of making peace and a more optimistic projection forward, and then it just rounds out at the end with some of these sounds that came in at the beginning of the piece. So it's kind of a journey, and that's why I came up with the title Arrival. So I hope you enjoy the music. Thanks.
My name is Linda Dustman, and my piece, Magnificat, for Ida Ida. It has to do a lot with the emergence of identity. And I was inspired by a text by Gertrude Stein, a short novel of hers called Ida and the Making of Americans, which have to do, Ida is a character who kind of wanders from place to place and discovers herself in Washington, D.C. She gets married and then she's not married and she's now in Cleveland. And you know, it has a, in Stein's lovely way, Ida moves from place to place and becomes Ida as she moves from place to place. One of the sonic metaphors in the piece is a spinning top. And so you'll hear the top spinning. It's not in surround tonight, unfortunately. You'll hear it in stereo. But the top is spinning, you know, as a metaphor for it's never quite a straight line from here to there when you're talking about identity. So.
Me. I'm Renee Colomb. Hi, my piece is called 12th Consciousness. Coming out is definitely, I like the metaphor of living with integrity. In fact, we talked about that quite a bit. There is something that happens to us when you have to come out. You have to face the fact that you need to say something for people not to assume that you're just like everybody else in the mainstream. And that's, once you've done that for one thing, it's amazing to do it for lots of other things. You find yourself coming out as all sorts of things. However, it's always an interesting process to keep up. You know, it's not just coming out as one thing or coming out once. It seems that coming out for me has been a process over my entire life. And 12th Consciousness actually came about at a time of great personal tragedy. There was a loss in my family, and I used the piece as a way of, in a sense, creating a kind of comforting internal dialogue. So all of the sounds that you will hear in the piece are sounds that I made recording piano live. I'm a pianist, or my voice. All of the sounds come from me, and they're all processed. So they might not sound like it, but they all come from me. So it was a way of reflecting myself back to myself, and in a sense trying to come to an understanding of what my new consciousness was now that I had been through this experience. So I very much hope you enjoy.
I'm Anna Rubin, and the piece I did is called Shards of Sappho. I've been fascinated by the character of Sappho for many years, and one of the first pieces I ever wrote was a choral piece using verses of Sappho. And of course, she was reputed to be a lesbian. She was considered to be the ninth muse, and yet what remains of her poetry is extremely fragmentary. Mm-hmm. So mainly we know about Sappho by reputation and by a kind of tradition. And many artists and poets over the years have looked to her. Swinburne was fascinated with Sappho. There's a fascinating history of how Sappho is used in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it irresistible to go back again and look more kind of at the sensuous aspects of poetry. I found a wonderful Greek scholar who I was able to record speaking in Greek,
mm-hmm.
and then some of her verses in English. And it was very enjoyable to process them, bring out certain sounds. And then in addition, there was a wonderful student at my university who experimented with strange formations of scales, which he called parabolic scales. And they don't follow the regular pattern. They're kind of exponential, so they might start with very, very tiny intervals and then have big leaps,
mm-hmm.
or the other way around. And they just sounded kind of old. Old and antique and atmospheric, so that's a part of the piece also.
And we're sad Kristen Nordahl will not be here.
Yes, I'm Catherine Lebrowska, who collaborated on video with her. And I can't say so much about, like all of you, about the genesis of her piece, except that it's based on a passage on the lesbian body by Monique Wittig. But what I can say about the video is that, as these things often happen, she contacted me with a deadline, on a Monday, with a deadline with the piece already finished, and I've collaborated with her on several things, always in performance. And of course, as these things always happen, it was a week, but I was extremely busy too. And we found two evenings, and the only way we found to do something fast was to work on it as a performance. So we, the whole piece was done with jitter, what I perform with, and then record it onto video, and so it's low res, but however we could like perform and try things. And and the footage was based, she came to me with footage that her sister shot with actually a photo camera, so it's an MPEG. It's a video. So. And I've never seen it completed yet. So.
That's right,
and
none of us have seen all of them, so tonight is a special night for us too.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge that we had wonderful financial support
from
the Open Meadows Foundation, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County,
Friends of CCM at the University of Cincinnati,
and
the International Computer Music Association was our nonprofit sponsor.
And we're very grateful to Jim Staley.
Thank you. Please enjoy the show.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. There was a baby born named Ida. Its mother held it with her hands to keep Ida from being born. But when the time came, Ida came. And as Ida came, with her came her twin. So, there she was. Ida, Ida. What is it that you like better than anything else? He asked. By little, 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 by little. By little, 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 by little. By little, by little.
Thank you. I can just listen to you.
Sapo, yeah.
Sappho.
Ragged.
Sappho.
Sappho. Ragged. Ragged. Sappho.
Scrapping. Sappho.
Born in Lesbos. 6:30, say some.
Poet.
We have fragments saved in papyri.
We have but one complete ode to Sappho. For all her works were collected over classical Hellenistic times into 9 volumes.
Yeah.
Sappho.
Stand up and look at me. Face to face, my friend.
Loose the beauty of your eyes.
The poem is full of sound effects. That's one of the things that Sappho's famous for. And of course, we've lost the music. It was music. It was music.
shards.
Strips of papyri. Polypactidos agumelestera, Chruso, Chrusotera. Far more sweet sounding than a lyre, golder than gold.
I have a daughter, golden, beautiful like a flower. Cleis, my love, and I would not exchange her for all the riches of Lydia.
Beautiful like a flower. Like a cyclone, shattering oak, love smote my heart.
Sappho.
Thank you. I do know. this is going to end up. Where it is that this is going to end up.
There is a weight on my chest. Initially, these phenomena are intensely painful. Because of them, I seek you, but without knowing it, absolutely infinite. infallible fashion that I am in need of you. I require your presence. I seek you. I implore you. I summon you. When you are nothing more than a pressure, an insistence within my body. Thank you. You lie on the sea. You enter me by the eyes. You arrive in the air I breathe. I summon you to show yourself.
Maybe two. And if you're interested, you can leave your name with us or your email.